Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
All across the country, we have special communities, and we want people to be a part of those communities, to love their community, to love the history behind it, and to enjoy activities in their communities. One special community that I'm familiar with, one that I've actually been a part of in the past, is Killen, Alabama, and they have an upcoming Founders Day. So I reached out to Lori Wade, who's the chairman of the planning committee for the Killen Founders Day, and asked her if she wanted to share about the town of Killen, how it's special to her and the community, and share about this very special day that's coming up. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Lori Wade.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
As I told you, I was actually involved with a Killen Founders Day. I really enjoy the town of Killen. I was a police officer in Rogersville and Anderson. I actually went to police academy with Dennis Tate back in 2000. We were in Selma together for 3 months. So,
that's great.
So it's very special to me, and I'm very glad to have you on the program. And as a matter of fact, I went to Lauderdale County to high school, so we are very familiar with Brooks High School as well.
I'm sure you are.
So how in the world did you become chairman of the planning committee for Killen Founders Day?
Well, it's a little interesting. Kathy Glover was the previous chairman, and her cousin is a mutual friend of mine. And I know Kathy was looking to step down from the position, and her cousin said, well, I know somebody that would be perfect. And so Kathy reached out to me. We spent a lot of time talking. I mean, like 3 to 5 hours talking, because she wanted me to know everything I was going to be getting into. And I was able to attend a meeting and kind of see how that flowed. And I just made the decision. It was the right thing for me. I was looking for something that I could give back to the community, and it just presented itself at the right time.
That's terrific. And how long have you been a member of the town of Killen, been part of that community?
We moved to Killen, my husband and I, almost 14 years ago. I grew up in Florence in that area, but when we decided to buy a house, we really wanted to be, you know, a little further out, have a little bit more land, not be as close to, you know, neighbors like you are in the city. And we also knew that if we wanted to have children, or if my stepdaughter came to live with us, we knew that Brooks was a good school system, and we wanted her to be in that school system. So that was a big decision when we decided to move to Killen.
When you're involved in a Founders Day, and I know that you had plenty of warning when you took the role of chairman, what is involved in trying to make a successful Founders Day for your community?
We start our planning early, generally in March. We have monthly meetings with the committee. There, we have 9 people on our committee this year, and it's a lot of reaching out to community members to get their support, to have them be a food vendor, to have them be an arts and crafts vendor, to, you know, getting inflatables for our kids to have and jump on while they're there. We have a car show. So it's a lot of after hours reaching out to people to get them to support our event.
What I really enjoy about this conversation, Lori, is the fact that a Founders Day, a place where the community can come together for various activities, the community is supported, the citizens are cared about, the school is involved, and I love the idea of an activity where people are coming together. We know that over the past year, and a lot of activities had been canceled, and it was very difficult for people to come together, but we are people who need to have each other, and events like this can definitely bring us together.
Most definitely, and I think while we knew it was the best thing to cancel last year, it was hard for us because the committee's so involved and they're so behind this event. It was, you know, it was a little sad for us not to be planning in the summer like we're used to doing.
I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, Lori, let's talk about some of the activities that will take place at this year's Killen Founders Day and some of the things that you all have been working on for a while, projects, efforts, people who will be there involved in this. And if you'll stick with me, we'll have that part of the conversation as well, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Lori Wade. She's the chairman of the planning committee for Killen Founders Day. We're talking about the town of Killen in Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation talking about community unified through Founders Day. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354. or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could join us today as we talk about a special community, a community that's special to me, the town of Killen. They have their Founders Day coming up. Wherever you are, I want you to think about your own community. I want you to think about your own town, your own city, and the love that you have for it and coming together. Now, you may or may not have a Founders Day yourself. You may have other activities that happen in your town or community, but I want you to think about getting involved. And that's one thing that I wanted to talk about with Lori today, Lori Wade, as we talk about the Killen Founders Day. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Lori Wade.
Thank you.
So you are the chairman of the planning committee, Killen Founders Day. I know that's a big job, but it's also very rewarding, I think, when you can see a successful event and you see people who are around, children and grown-ups alike, who are enjoying themselves throughout the day.
Oh, most definitely. When we see the crowds coming into the park, it makes it all worthwhile. We're so happy to see everyone and see their support of our community.
And I know that it takes a lot of people to help make this work. I realize that you're the chairman, but there has to be a good team that comes together to make this a successful event as well.
Most definitely. I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have these people backing me. They're great at what they do, and they go above and beyond to make this event the best it can be.
How many years has the Killen Founders Day existed?
This is our 24th annual celebration.
I was a teenager when I sang. It was the very first Killing Founders Day that I sang in. And I believe I sang Clint Black. Put yourself in my shoes. Jeremy Blackburn was playing the guitar. That's been a while. A lot of Founders Days are under the bridge since then. When was the town of Killen founded?
It was founded in 1896. That is when the post office actually opened in Killen. And they worked hard in 1996 to get it off the ground. I think the first parade actually took place in 1997. Ronald Pettis, who is a very integral part of Killen, he has some books out about Killen. He actually had a museum in Killen for a while. That was part of our community, but he has since, he's actually moved to Athens. So he's not in our community anymore, but he still supports it very much. And he has two books he's written. And I think our local library actually has some books to purchase that are his.
So let's talk about what people can expect when it comes to the Killen Founders Day this year. As you mentioned, the 24th annual Killen Founders Day.
That's correct.
What can people expect when they get there?
On Friday, our event kicks off with a parade through downtown Killen. We start at the elementary school and we go to the Foodland Shopping Center. It's a big part of this event. It draws all the kids out, of course, because they want the candy. And we get to see the Brooks band play. We get to see the youth cheer and football players. They love being a part of this event. So that starts off at 6. And once we have completed the parade, we will move on to the park, and we have opening ceremonies there. And we also give awards for a first, second, and third place parade float. So we're looking forward to that. And then we have live entertainment after that. We have Pioneer Drive. It's a local band. They're going to play a set. And then we have Deja Vu, which is from the Muscle Shoals area. We've had them in the event before, and we're glad to welcome them back this year.
One of the things after the parade at the Killen Founders Day, the Brooks High School band boosters are asking people to come by the park and, as they said, grab a delicious shrimp boil dinner. The Brooks band is selling plates for $15. That's Friday, August 6th, and again on Saturday, August 7th. They said they're generous plates that are enough for two if you're willing to share. So I wanted to make sure that I got that plug in for Brooks High School band boosters as they are raising money for their band through a shrimp boil dinner.
Yes, and that's a big draw to the park. That's been something that's been part of Founders Day for years now. And it's such a big fundraiser for the band that helps with uniforms and other things that they need. And if you haven't heard the Brooks band play, you really need to hear them. They're amazing.
From your perspective, Lori, as we are talking to people across not only the state of Alabama, the Southeast, but the country, what is your message to people when it comes to coming together in this way for their community?
I think it's so important. And definitely now, everything we've been through over the past year with the pandemic, I think we need to feel, some normalcy, and having this back is going to hopefully bring some of that back to our community. This year we're honoring, and our theme is around honoring our frontline workers, which is so important. And we know the impact that the pandemic had on them. And we're so glad that we could honor them this year. On our committee, we have, of course, our police chief. We have someone that works at the police station, someone employed at Brooks. And then I'm a social worker, so I know the impact the pandemic has had. And we're just glad to bring this back to everybody so we can just have a good time and celebrate our community.
Well, we appreciate your work as a social worker. As I mentioned, I'm a former police officer and very familiar with the chief there in Killen, Brian Hammond, as well as other police officers have worked with them. And so glad to be able to recognize those first responders this year at the Killen Founders Day. I think that's special that you all chose to do that. So thank you for that.
Thank you. We that was an easy choice for us. I think we had just maybe like a 5-minute conversation and everyone was on board to do that. We also have grand marshals for our event. And so this year we have Trent Putnam. He was the Killen fire chief. He's recently retired.
Yes.
His wife is Deb Putnam. She's a nurse practitioner. So they will be leading our parade as grand marshals. And you mentioned Dennis Tate. He is actually going to be an honorary grand marshal. He's going to be busy that weekend working. You know, he just goes above and beyond in our community. And so we wanted to honor him also.
Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, we're coming up on our 21st year in law enforcement because of finishing graduating police academy in November 2000. I'll never forget when the 3 months was finally over in Selma, Alabama.
Dennis is a good one. He's one of the most compassionate people I think you'll ever meet. And we're glad that he's, you know, looking out for us in our community.
As we think about law enforcement, and since I mentioned Selma, we do want to make sure that we recognize the fact that we lost an officer here in the state of Alabama. It was on Tuesday. The officer was shot and killed in Selma, Alabama. So we want to make sure that we honor Officer Moorer, who lost his life in Selma, and send our deepest condolences to his family. As we are recognizing first responders, we also recognize the dangers that are involved with serving a community in that way. And so we do want to send our condolences out to Officer Moorer's family in his passing, Officer Marquise Moorer, and we honor the service and sacrifice of this young hero. Officer Moorer was just 25 years old, so we do send our condolences to the family and friends, the community and department of Officer Marquise Moorer of Selma, Alabama Police Department.
Yeah, most definitely.
So, Lori, as we think about Killen Founders Day, I want all the information that you have to share for people to find out more information about Killen Founders Day, when to show up, where to be, and how to enjoy this very special day that you've worked so hard to pull together.
Like I mentioned, Friday we start with a parade and then we move to the park for opening ceremonies and live entertainment. We have lots planned on Saturday. There's a Killen Founders Day 5K run that starts at 7:30. That will start at First Baptist Church Killen, and around 8:30 they're going to have a 1 mile fun run also. We have a car show that starts at 8 a.m. in the park, and this is by the Killen Masons. They've done this show for the past 3 years, and it's been amazing. They've done an excellent job pulling this all together. And some of the local Boy Scouts are going to be selling breakfast at the car show. Our farmers market is going to continue. They are open from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. They will be across the street from where they normally are, but we're glad they're still going to be open. We have singles and doubles horseshoe tournaments. Life South Bloodmobile will be available both nights. At 1 p.m. on Saturday, we're going to have the Brooks and the Rogers Band playing together. And then we're going to introduce some of the Brooks High School Fall athletes. We have lots of live entertainment throughout the day. Some of the ones we're going to be presenting are Blue Water Band, which is a local favorite. Jeff and Glenn Walton, and Glenn is a part of Blue Water Band also. And then we have Garrett Miles and Michael Curtis. They're going to be performing. And then our big performance for the night will be the legendary Midnighters. We're glad to have them back. We had them last year, and they're just a great band to listen to. And then we're looking forward to closing out our event with a fireworks show donated to us from TNT Fireworks.
This is great, Lori, and I'm so glad that you're able to join me today to share about this on August 6th and 7th. It sounds like a really great event for people to be part of, to go to the town of Killen and enjoy the 24th annual Killen Founders Day. I know that they can follow on Facebook as well under Killen Founders Day. Any other places where you want people to connect?
They can reach out to us and message us through that page. If you reach out to the town hall, they can put you in contact with someone on the committee, whatever your interest is. You can probably reach out at the police station also. One of our committee members works there, and she's able to guide you to the person you need to be with or provide you with a parade application. So there's lots of ways that they can get in touch with us, and we'd be more than happy to talk to them.
All right. So if someone wants to get in touch with the Killen Police Department, not to be in trouble, but just to call and ask about Killen Founders Day, the number is 256-757-5555. And again, we're talking about Killen, Alabama, the town of Killen, and the Killen Founders Day. Lori Wade, it's been a real pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about this special event, and I wish you much success this year. Maybe I'll be able to show up. I'm hoping I can. August 6th or 7th, I'll try to be there, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Lori Wade, the chairman of the planning committee for the Killen Founders Day. Glad to have her on the show today. I hope that wherever you are, you'll think about your own community and how you can bring your community together through special activities like the Killen Founders Day. I encourage you, if you're within the vicinity, to go enjoy the Killen Founders Day on August 6th and 7th. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show. And if you are, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
To live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.